Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me. As with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week, Annulling Murphy's Law, which if you haven't heard the other broadcast, I really suggest you might want to do that. And you can do that if you go to our website, unveilchrist.org. But God wants us to walk in victory. Amen. Murphy's Law, in case you haven't heard, is the if anything can go wrong, it will. So we have been addressing that and the root meanings and what ramifications of that statement. And today we want to look in a positive way of what how God wants to us to respond to the events that occur in our lives. Now, to annul Murphy's Law, and that means to cancel it, to make it of none effect, we have to have honesty in identifying our fears. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Anything that causes anxiety, anything that unsettles you, you need to stop right there and define it and pinpoint it and observe it and refuse to go there. Because by holding this, even though it's a humorous saying in terms of the world or casual conversation, there are spiritual principles that we're not to anticipate bad things that might occur. As I shared, I had a friend who constantly believed that the enemy was going to attack, and she was never disappointed. And then also, we cannot confess negatives. And when we do that, we open ourselves to the work of the enemy. We are to confess what God's Word said, which is always positive and directed toward blessing for us. What time I am afraid, the Scriptures say, I'll trust in Thee. And so, we have victory in Jesus. We have been given a faith that overcomes the world, overcomes the attacks of the enemy, overcomes self-condemnation, overcomes Murphy's Law. God wants His people to be blessed. Now, yes, we will go through trials and battles. That's not going to change until the Lord comes. But what is going to change is we're not going to respond the way and in the habit pattern we have for years. So what are some concepts, what are some things to keep in mind that will comfort you and strengthen you to know that you're not going to be steamrolled over by the devil, or even by the things that you allow, the negative things that you give an open door to by declaring those things, because death and life are in the power of the tongue, beloved. That's Scripture. So, first of all, God controls events. He won't allow you to be tested above what you can bear. All right. So, if there is a trial or test coming your way, then God did allow it. He's got a purpose in it, and generally it's always for our maturity, or there could be others involved, and it could be there for their learning as well. But this is the constant truth. He won't give us more than we can handle, more than we can bear. We are not going to be crushed underneath any trials. So if you're facing some trials today or testings, you are not going to be crushed by them. You will be able to bear them. He will always make a way of escape, and the way of escape is Him, His Word. So that's something very positive to keep in mind. If you feel like you're under it, well, then you need to get from under it and get on top of it. And recognize as a second principle that He, the Holy Spirit, is teaching us spiritual truths and laws. He's showing us how to grow in Jesus. We started when we were saved, right, as little babes, maybe not physically or even as a child. I mean, if you accepted Jesus as a child, many of us accepted Jesus when we are in an adult state. Well, we are then proceeding from being, we could be 50 years old and still a babe in Christ. Unfortunately, there are sometimes people like that. They don't grow any. They don't want to mature, and or they don't think it's necessary. And it's important. Remember, Paul encountered that. He says, you're carnal right now. You should be getting the meat of the word, and instead, I still have to give you milk. So that's not any, in the natural, any child that grew to adulthood and was still acting as a child, there would be issues. That is not a normal, healthy child. As you grow, there's responsibilities given, and same thing spiritually. He expects us to have responsibility in terms of learning what the Word says. So we know how to respond. We know how to react. When something happens, we can pinpoint that's the devil. We take power and authority over it. So He won't allow you to be tested of what you can handle. The Holy Spirit is teaching you spiritual truths, and we ought to be hungry for the Word of God. And also understand in His compassion, because He is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You may have, when you've been saved, have gone through periods of real extreme crisis, and I've shared some personally this week, and it was like one thing after another. And beloved, what was in operation, I was realizing in my own life, was Murphy's Law. If anything could go wrong, it would. And so in many ways, I was actually opening the door, giving the enemy permission. Why, if anything would, then he'd make it happen. In fact, I shared I had a friend that she was convinced, in terms of not anticipating bad things, she was a wonderful spiritual intercessor, prayer warrior, but she kept looking for the next work of the enemy. She just knew it was going to happen, and of course, he never disappointed her. So, all right. The Holy Spirit, thirdly, is dealing with our fears. He's dealing with that mental process that occurs when something happens. I know one of the things I used to do as a mental activity, I'd get the worst case scenario. It would be, I would progress it all the way to the worst case scenario. And God doesn't want to do that. Honey, listen, beloved saints, sisters and brothers, that kind of activity is very draining. And so the Holy Spirit wants to deal with your fears. You need to come to Him and say, Lord, you see, in this particular area, I get really, really anxious. And so I'm asking in prayer in the name of Jesus that you're going to give me faith and trust that I'm not going to respond this way anymore, but that I will be able to walk in victory in whatever those areas are. And then also, beloved, He's given us power. We're not spiritual weaklings. He's enabled us to tread and walk upon our high places. He's made our feet like hinds feet so that we can tread upon the high places. Praise God. Psalm 62 and 11, it says, God has spoken once, and it says, twice have I heard this. Whenever there's a repetition of a thought, God is emphasizing that. So let's read it again. I won't interrupt to make comments. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Verse 12, also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. So he has all power in heaven and earth. His power is the universal dynamic of the universe. All things are upheld by the word of His power. And so Though God's word tells us, the righteous are as bold as a lion. And so each of us are to determine to be absolutely fearless and powerful in the Spirit. That doesn't mean arrogant, doesn't mean haughty, but know that in Jesus we have been delegated this kind of authority. And then lastly, we want to seek the Lord's guidance in whatever we do, in the things that occur. Don't, you know, you need to pray about something before you do stuff so you don't suffer the ramifications. And develop a sense of adventure, beloved, that God wants to give you some wonderful adventures, wonderful insight into His Word, spiritual adventures, and who knows, even practical physical ones. Praise God. Well, I would like to close by sharing some scriptures out of Joel, the second chapter, and I'm going to turn there. I will start at verse 21. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. That sounds like abundance to me, beloved. And I will, I've loved this so many times. That was spoken over Brother Glass and myself. I've loved this for God's people. I will restore to you. I don't care how many years Murphy's Law has been in existence for you. You're breaking it off of you now. I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, that God hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people, that includes you, beloved, shall never be ashamed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you've enjoyed. I've done a lot of personal sharing this week, but we got to make it practical and real. And I struggle just like you. God's just given me a calling to preach, but I've had to learn the same hard lessons that you have to learn. So together, well, let's pray for one another, all right? And in a very practical way, if you have specific, there's a power in agreeing prayer. If you have specific needs, I do invite you to write and share those needs, and I'll personally pray for you and I write the letters, I answer the mail, and also, just know that I'd like to hear from you, that if you're enjoying the broadcast, the announcer will give our contact information. Till next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.